Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And actually, it is first time in a while where we've actually both been here, huh?
Yes. I'm going to sneeze. I can anticipate it, and it's coming. And no,
that's
it's okay. Not. It passed.
That's okay.
It's
that's
gone
right.
Now.
And actually, next week, we'll see if Adam can fill in for me, because I will be in both Santa Fe and Albuquerque helping launch a very elaborate, very informative parental control program, much like we did here a couple weeks ago in the Phoenix area. We're going to try to help all the parents of the Santa Fe and Albuquerque area, right?
Right.
Carla?
We're doing the Children's Internet Safety Project, and we are so excited about providing this information for parents.
It's long overdue, isn't it? We're getting calls from church groups and PTOs and all kinds of folks here. And by the way, if you are a member of any organization that would like a data doctor to come present the safety program, it's a free safe surfing guide. There's all kinds of information about how to protect, how to get parents kind of up to speed, since the kids kind of are running the asylum right now. They know so much more about computers, and most parents are just throwing their arms up in the air because they have nowhere to turn. So we as parents that are all part of Data Doctors put together this free program that anybody can use. You can download it. You can have us come speak to your group. You can install some trial programs, or you can bring your machine into any Data Doctors location anywhere in the country, actually.
It's a cool little packet. It teaches you stuff about like what the common chat lingo is. What does BRB mean? What do all these little codes mean that your kids are typing into an instant messenger program? And it gives you tips on things you can do to monitor your child's internet if you'd like. There's a contract in there you can do with your child on appropriate usage. There's all kinds of cool stuff in there, information to help you help keep your kids safe online.
Isn't BRB what you do when you drink your soda too fast? Burb?
Well, that could be. Yeah. Well, you know, in today's internet, I think you're right. Let's see if we can help Pam out, right?
No, Pete.
No,
remember,
Pam. No. We
didn't we lose? Oh, no, Pam, you're right.
Right, that's
I'm
fine.
So not with it.
That's all right. We're all about
I'm sorry,
that.
Pam.
And then Pete got back on. We'll help him next. But Pam, before we went to break, you have Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
And like a good netizen, you said, I'm going to install this service pack so that I can protect myself.
Right.
And then the machine said, okay, well, one of the best ways I can protect you is to not allow you to ever get on the internet again.
That's true.
And so what's the problem? I don't understand. It's protecting you. Isn't that what you wanted?
Wow, is it smart. What a smart program.
It's very smart. It'll only let you onto Google, but if you try and go anywhere else, it tells you it can't go there. And then sometimes it won't even let you onto Google.
So is it giving you an error? Or is it what exactly is happening?
The page can't be displayed, usually, is what it gives me. Or it just gives me the little gun down in the lower left corner in a blank.
Other than Service Pack 2, have you added any other utilities, parental control programs, antivirus programs, firewalls, anything else?
I have the Norton antivirus, and we did get some kind of a worm or a virus through the computer. So I was trying to fix that, and that's why I got the Service Pack 2.
Okay. Now we got the information.
Service Pack 2 is meant to take a machine that's running well and service pack it, meaning fix all the holes and bug patches and things like that. It's not designed to fix problems that are already existing, and in fact, if you install it with a machine that has problems, usually it's going to aggravate those problems.
Okay, well,
I believe the term is exacerbate.
Exacerbate those problems.
Well, what we did when it wasn't working properly is we went back to the original XP disk and repaired the original files.
Okay.
Okay, so now when we did that, the internet worked great, but it won't add a printer. Something with that firewall from the SP2 is sticking around. And thinking that any printer is bad.
Well, I can tell you that the firewall, the Windows Service Pack 2 is something we install on every single machine that goes through our shops across the country, and there are thousands a month that we service. So, in and of itself, it does a good job of protecting and does not cause problems. But if there are problems already there, like we were saying before, it's going to really point those problems out.
Let me make sure I understand. So you now have internet access again?
Well, I did until I reloaded the service pack, too, to try and get the printer.
Okay, well, that repair thing that you did?
Yeah.
That didn't necessarily repair anything. It didn't necessarily replace all the components in Windows XP that need to be replaced for it to function properly. So
okay.
it might have repaired enough for you to be able to get on the internet, but if you can't add a printer, that really has nothing to do with the internet. It has nothing
okay.
to do with a firewall. Are you trying to install this printer driver from CD or across the internet?
It's actually a CD.
Okay. So that has no relationship to your internet access, which is where the firewall issue comes in. So these are all just indications that you have consternation. You have problems inside your system, and usually it's what's called a registry. It's kind of what controls how Windows thinks and does things and interacts with programs, and there's some stuff in there that none of these things that you've done so far is going to fix.
Now, you mentioned you had some kind of worm or virus that you think you got removed, correct?
Right.
Do you know what it was?
Well, the message was like it was part of the Sasser worm, but it wasn't. The only time it would shut my computer down is when I went on to the internet, so it really wasn't the full Sasser worm where you would turn your computer on and it would just shut your computer down.
The reason this is important, though, is a lot of times when certain viruses and worms and things infect a computer, the program tries to do its best to take those things out, but sometimes it's kind of like cutting out cancer where they got to cut a little tissue too. And so some of Windows that was important might have gotten taken away with this virus. And now this is why we're having problems surfing the internet, installing printers, these kinds of things, because there's some portions of Windows fundamentally that have gotten damaged.
Do you have a good solid backup of your critical data?
Yes.
You do.
So you're telling me I need to reformat and start all over?
Well, you can. here are your options.
That will for sure solve the problem.
You can continue to muddle through trying to figure out which one of the 10,000 registry keys is the problem.
Uh-huh.
Or you can... It's time... Or time, I guess.
Well, you know what? There's something else. Pam, and you're here in the Phoenix area. We've got, 23 stores here, Phoenix Metro?
22, but who's counting?
You could take it by any one of our stores. Say, Ken and Brandon sent you, and Carla. And,
okay.
And could you do me a favor? Just put it up, check it out real quick, and give me an idea of what's wrong with this thing. Is this something that's a easy fix or a tough fix? And if so, what are we talking about? What would it take for me to fix it, and can you give me some advice, or what would it take for you guys to fix it, and what would it cost?
Okay.
And they'll do that for you for free.
It's a lot easier to help you make decisions when we can actually see the machine. that's the only tough part. We've been doing this for 11 years on the radio, and it's like that. You know, that's the toughest part, and that's the thing I keep reminding people when they call some poor guy in India that's supposed to help you with a machine that he's never seen, and by the way, he can't really speak the same language as us, and then he's got that whole technical language going.
It is broken.
It is the worst job in the world when it comes to technology, is that telephone tech support, trying to help people with something you can't see and you have to guess, and it's really scary. So yeah, if you want to do that, that might give you a better way to kind of assess your situation. But the starting over again thing, unless you have a hardware problem, definitely will take care of all of the registry issues and the cleanup.
But before you do that, make sure you've got that good backup we talked about, and make sure you've got all the CDs and things for all the applications you want. Because you're going to have to reinstall everything, and
right.
it's like buying a brand new computer. You got to start back from square one and get to where you're at. So that's
the cool thing is it'll generally run faster than it's ever run before.
Right. Yeah. Well, we put a new hard drive in probably about 8 months ago. So
you went through this already.
Yeah.
So you know
know
the parts. So yeah, but in the future though, when you're having a problem, you get a worm, you get a virus, adding things will not generally help. They'll generally make things worse.
Right.
And
we were just trying to find it.
Right, I understand. And then the repair option that's in a lot of these operating systems, they don't necessarily do everything that you'd think they do. they don't like examine every part and go, okay, this needs to be thrown out and start over again.
Well, especially where you're at right now, you had Windows XP, then you loaded Service Pack 2, which kind of upgraded it, and then you did a repair which kind of sort of half downgraded it back to Windows XP without Service Pack 2.
But
there's still components of Service Pack 2 in there as well, so you've got kind of both.
Mm-hmm.
After you take it into the store to get the free checkup, Pam, ask them what your best option is going to be. If it turns out that putting in the operating system again, starting from scratch, is going to be your best choice, please put in Service Pack 2 right away.
Right.
Yeah, in other words, do a clean install, put Service Pack 2 in, then start installing your apps and everything else afterwards.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Sounds like you got a fun weekend ahead of you.
Yeah, nice long weekend, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, that
good luck with that, Pam.
That extra day may come in handy.
That'll be the day where she does her installation of programs and all of her updates, right?
You know what? It's just like we said over and over on the show. There's two ways to handle a computer problem. One is time, one is money. You got to decide which one you want to spend.
Pretty much.
I mean, there's no other way around it, right?
Yeah.
Time or money.
Do you want to do our Geek Speak of the Week or Download of the Week or anything?
Sure. Do you want to do... Hey, let's have Carla do our Geek Speak of the Week.
Treeware.
Well, wait. We got to do the whole build-up and get it...
Well, first of all, we call it Geek Speak of the Week because those guys that call themselves geeks and nerds like to talk down to people, and they try to use terminology that, you know, try to make you feel like they're better than you are.
They're so rude.
So we try to dispel some of that vernacular so those people go, I know what that means.
We hook you up with some terminology.
Yeah, you're not so smart.
Nerd. Yeah, nerd. I know it too now, geek.
Nerd.
So it's our Geek Speak of the Week. And now you can go.
Oh, now I can go.
Yeah,
oh,
now
great.
Go ahead.
We set it all up for you.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is...
Treeware.
Yes.
Treeware?
Yeah.
Like as in like the branches and the leaves and the big tree?
Well...
What's treeware?
It's leaves.
It's printed right there.
No, it's
on.
Printed right there, yeah. The leaves and branches and birds and bird nests. Treeware.
Is this a birds and the bees conversation or...
Uh-oh.
Yet.
No, we don't talk about those things in New Mexico.
Okay. So what is treeware?
Well, it's printouts, books, and other information media made from pulped dead trees. Paper?
So the old-fashioned stuff where, like today when you buy Windows, it doesn't come with a manual. It comes with the manual online.
Well, if you have a printed manual, that would be known as a treeware manual, as opposed to the online manual. If you get the New York Times delivered to your doorstep...
The treeware version.
Or the dead tree edition. That whole thing.
Yeah.
So now when that geek looks at you and says, well, are you reading the treeware manual? You can look back at him and say, no.
Didn't
I have a PDF, jerk.
Ooh.
Huh?
Yeah,
a little
there
spice
you go.
In that,
that's
too.
Right.
You like it?
And while we're at it, let's talk about our download of the week. It's the one that I included in my column this week about managing passwords. To do it right, you want to have different passwords for different entities so that you can't be compromised with somebody finding out whatever your password is for 45 different sites.
But I can't remember all of those.
Exactly. So we have a absolutely free program called KeePass. 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 K-E-E-P-A-S-S. KeePass. Passwords safe. It is a free program that will help you generate passwords, will remember when you go to websites which passwords are which. And basically, you can store all your passwords and have crazy different ones for every site, and all you have to do is remember your primary password, and you'll be able to use it on that machine. What's even cooler about this program is that it's a single executable file.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a thumb drive or flash drive or one of those deals, you could actually put the program with all of the passwords on that device, carry it around with you, and use it when you actually are remote on machines that aren't yours.
And what if you password protected your thumb drive?
Then it's even more
maybe
good.
You should write the password on the thumb
on
drive.
On the thumb bar, yeah, exactly.
Better yet. Before Pete goes again.
We got to go to a break, but when we come back, Pete is absolutely the next up on deck.
You said that last time, though.
Well, but he dropped out.
Oh, yeah, but...
He tried to switch, I think, probably from speakerphone to whatever phone. Yeah. And so, Pete, do it during the break right now.
We're going
to
lock him down.
We're going to lock you in somehow.
While we're going, Ken, show them how to put that thumb drive again.
Like this.
Into the computer.
Right there. See?
See?
Like wow.
That. Like that.
That is so good.
USB, baby.
She understands this thing with radio, how it works now.
Wow. To the right, to the left.
We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, it's Pete, first up on deck with his computer drive full problem. It's the Computer Corner, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and special guest Carla Schultz back right after this.